That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Grandpappy Sears was made to see the folly of his ways and the possible penalties for usury. And so he decided not to extort the high interest from Lum and Abner on the money they borrowed from him. Now, this bit of good luck left the old fellows with a balance of about $90 out of the $1,500 reward money. However, Squire Skim thinks that they still have $1,200 left. So he's asked him to come over to his office to keep a business appointment. Well, we'll soon see what happens next.
Hello, honey. I think I'll lie down for a while before supper.
Well, what's the matter, dear? Aren't you feeling well?
No, I've had a hard day and my head aches. My stomach feels upset, too.
Well, I'll fix that. I'm going to get you a glass of Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, that'll be swell.
Well, ladies, that's what many wives have been doing for their husbands for years. Now, why don't you try Alka-Seltzer in your house? You and your husband will be mighty grateful, because Alka-Seltzer can help give the prompt, pleasant relief you want for occasional headaches, acid-upset stomach, heartburn, and the ache-all-over distress of a common cold. You see, Alka-Seltzer is such a good product, good for so many common ailments, that no home should be without it. So get a large package from your druggist today. The large economy package contains over 3 times as many tablets as the small size, yet costs only twice as much. And remember, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum just entering Squire Skim's office.
Oh, well, come in, Lum. Come in.
I'm sorry I'm a little late for the appointment, Squire.
Oh, that's all right, Lum. I've had quite a bit of work to clean up here on my desk anyway. I really didn't notice what time it was getting to be. Ain't Abner here yet?
Abner?
Well, no, I haven't seen him.
Excuse me. He promised he'd meet me here right at 10 o'clock.
Yes, well, he'll undoubtedly be along soon. What have we got in the bundle there, Lum?
No, wait just some more.
Wait a minute, Lum. There's Mr. Clark out there in his car. I want to give him the key to the old Farnsworth place.
Was Mr. Clark thinking about buying?
Well, perhaps. He wants to look it over at any rate to see where did I put that key in. Oh, well, here it is. Well, I won't be but just a minute, Lum. Just make yourself comfortable there.
Yeah, all right. Granny, you scared me, Abner. I thought you were Squire coming down.
No, he's out in front talking to Mr. Clark. Hey, what are you doing there, reading the papers on Squire's desk?
No, of course not.
Well, it sure looked like it. Did you find anything interesting?
No, just a letter from some outfit trying to sell some newfangled punch board.
Let me see.
No, now go sit down, Abner. It ain't polite reading other folks' mail.
I just wanted to glance at it.
Well, I told you it weren't interesting. No way. Just sit down. Squire will be back here in a few minutes.
Yeah, all right. Sit down.
What's that you got in the package there?
Oh, it's a new sweater I bought.
Sweater?
Yeah, it buttons down the front, it's awful nice.
Yeah, it would be better than having them run down the back.
I thought so. Sort of a tan color. Beige, I believe they called it.
I thought I'd talk to you about spending your money foolish, Abner.
Well, this one's foolish. Just cost $4.98. It's got buttons all the way up and down the front of it. And 2 pockets.
Yeah, but you ain't got money to throw around like that.
Well, we got $90 left out of that reward money.
Not now we ain't. You just spent
$5. $4.98. We'd have had $190 if you hadn't been so conscientious and paid old Grandpap all that interest.
Well, we promised him $10 a day for the use of his money. We had to pay him something.
I reckon so. The old skinflint ought not to give him that much, though.
Well, he was satisfied.
Uh-huh.
So with the $4.98 you just spent and a couple of dollars we used to eat on, that just leaves about $83.
That's still a lot of money, though.
Yeah, but don't forget, that's got to last us for a while.
Oh.
Now that the store's closed while Jenkins is repairing it, we ain't got no money coming in.
No.
And we're going to need some money to build up our stock when we do open up again.
Yeah.
So you better watch how you're spending that money. Here, I want to show you something.
Huh?
See that bundle there?
What?
Right in that chair next to you. Just look inside of it.
Oh.
Pull back that newspaper it dropped up.
What is it, fries?
Just see what's in it.
Huh. Why, this is your other suit, Long. Them your shoes, too, ain't they?
Yeah, that's right. I'm taking the shoes over to have new soles put on them, and I'm taking the suit over to Miss Blevins to have her patch it up a little bit. Sew on the buttons and all.
Oh.
Gonna have her turn the collars on them shirts there, too. In other words, I ain't being extravagant with my money like you are.
Yeah, but now, Long, just let me show you this sweater here now. And only you'll see for yourself it's a good bargain. Look at that.
Well, it might be a good bargain as far as that goes, but I still say the condition our finances are in right now, we ain't got... Oh.
Well, all right. Take care, Mr. Clark. Sorry I kept you men waiting. You know how it is. Well... What do we got here?
No, these are just some old clothes of mine that I think...
Oh, that's fine, Lum. Just drop them in that big box over there.
Huh?
Right there, Lum. See the sign? Victory Clothing Collection right there.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Squire.
I really haven't had much time to get the clothing drive started yet. I've been appointed chairman out for Pine Ridge, you know. Hope to do a lot of work over the weekend on it, though.
Yeah, Squire, I was just taking these over to Miss Blevins to have her patch them up a little bit.
Oh, that's all right, Lum. That's all right. They're just fine the way they are. That suit will keep some unfortunate man over in the war-torn countries mighty warm. You don't know how much he'll appreciate it, Lum.
Yeah, but you see, Squire, these clothes are just a little worn.
Oh, cut. Don't apologize. They'll do fine. Just so the washable garments are all clean. Let me take a look at these shirts here. Oh, yes, that's fine. That's fine. Just put them all in the box, Lum.
Yeah. All right.
Well, just a minute, Squire.
But what's that, Abner? Oh, I see. You've got a contribution, too, huh?
Ah.
Well, good for you. My goodness, this looks like a brand new sweater here.
Well, it is. I just bought it. $4.98.
Well, Abner, you don't need to do that. Old clothes are plenty good. Just so they're still serviceable. Suits, dresses, shoes, bedding, anything that you can spare. You know how desperately those people over there need these things. Well, just dropped in the box, Abner, and we'll settle down to business here now.
Go on, Abner. You better do it.
Yeah, all right.
Well, what else do you want to see us about, Squire?
Well, I'll get right down to brass tacks here, Lum. To be honest, I ran into a pretty good thing in the way of an investment. And the beauty of it is, Lum, I think I can get you two men in on this for a minimum of, say, around $1,200.
Well, we ain't got $1,200.
So here's what I said. Well, you haven't got $1,200.
No, sir.
Well, you must have. $1,500 from the reward, and you paid me $300 on the mortgage. That leaves $1,200, Lum.
Yeah, but we had to pay Grandpappy Steers $700 we borrowed from him.
Oh, I see. Well, sir, now there's just a chance I can get you in on this for, roughly, I'd say, $500.
Look, Squire, even if we had a lot of money, we wouldn't be interested in no kind of a deal.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I don't blame you, Lum. Don't blame you at all. I've always said, Lum, that you were a man that knew when to buy in and when to stay out. I've often said you're one of the sharpest men on finances in this town.
Well, thank you, Squire.
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. Man of your type knows that it's far better to invest in insurance right now.
Insurance?
Yes. Now, I have a new policy here. The all-incomprehensible policy. It gives you blanket coverage. Tornado, hurricane, cyclone, typhoon, monsoon, waterspout, sandstorm. Now, the price is rather low right now, too, Lum. It's the off-seasonal monsoons, you know.
We don't want none of that.
I'm afraid not. Yes, here's one now. Burglary insurance. With the robbery like you men have just had, I'm sure you want to protect yourselves against that happening again.
Well, that won't happen again. We know how to take care of them fellas from now on, so you can just forget that policy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. You men came over to buy some insurance. I'm not going to disappoint you. I know
why. Well, the only reason we come over here...
Here we are. Now, that's exactly what you want. Yes, indeed. Partnership insurance.
Partnership.
Oh, well, wonderful buy, Lum.
Over here, Lum. You mean it protects you against partners?
No, Lum. It protects you against the loss of one of the partners.
Well, neither one of us is going to get lost. That is for very long, Squire.
No.
I mean lost by death. You see, if one of you should die, then the other would be forced to try to carry on alone, which would naturally be a hardship. And the money from such a policy would come in mighty handy, as you can well see.
You mean, if I was to die, for instance, Abner would get some money?
Yes, Lum. See, the idea is that each one of you takes out a policy on the other's life.
Doggies, Mom, that don't sound bad. How much money would I get for?
Well, that depends on the size of the policy, Abner. I'd suggest, say, $5,000. I've got the application blank right here, too. I'll show you where to sign first.
Well, just a minute now, Squire. I don't know where we want to go in for this or not.
All big executives are doing it right now. The Smith brothers have policies on each other, I think. Montgomery more likely had one on Ward, Ward on Montgomery, I imagine. All the big men are doing it. Now, right here's where you sign that line, right?
Well, wait a minute, though. How much is it going to cost you?
Well, the cost is nominal, Lum. For $2,000 policy, I can chop that down to around, $500 annually.
Well, after paying out for them repairs on our store, we ain't got about $80 left.
Okay. Yeah, tell you what I'll do. I can let you pay those premiums quarterly. Let's see now. The quarterly premium on that policy is about $78.50.
You mean we can get the same policy for just $78.50?
Yes.
Doggy, that's too good a deal to pass up. Give me that paper. I'll sign it.
Abner, I don't think you ought to do that.
No. Go ahead now, Abner. That's a smart move. With $78.50, you're getting something worth $5,000. Now, if that isn't a good return on your money, I don't know what it is.
That is a pretty good return.
Oh, there's nothing to compare with. Now, right here's what you sign, Lum.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't rush me, Squire. I can see where this is a good deal for Abner, all right. If I was to be the first to go, and, well, you see what I mean. You ain't got a little policy I could take on Abner, say, $600 or $700, say.
No, Lum. The way we always sell these partnership policies in pairs, you know. In other words, $5,000 on both of them.
Yeah, but Andy, it seems almost like cheating getting $5,000 on Abner.
I don't know.
Well, look at it this way, Lum. If suddenly you were forced to carry on a loan, it would be mighty nice to have $5,000 now, wouldn't it? Especially when it's only costing you $78.50.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Give me that thing, I'll sign it.
Yes. Here you are, right there, Lum. Right there on the bottom line.
All right. You know, this gives me a peculiar feeling, Squire.
What's that?
I don't know why, but it just seems to me like both of us is tempting the fate.
Lum may be right. Somehow it does seem as though this insurance deal is going to lead to no good. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, friends, keeping on the job is very important to every one of us. And that's why it's wise to listen to your doctor this winter when he tells you, be careful when you're catching colds to keep that cold from taking hold. Yes, many thousands of people suffering from colds have tried Alka-Seltzer. Because Alka-Seltzer can help give comforting relief for that headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. Now, it's easy to follow the Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. You see, A is for Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B is for be careful. Get plenty of rest. Dress warmly. Eat wisely and stay out of breath. C is for comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, scratchy throat, which often accompanies a cold. And make sure you have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. Get a large package from your druggist and follow the Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. Remember, be careful when you're catching colds to keep that cold from taking hold.